Anthony United. One place to start, really. Danny Fox signing a new extension. Pleased that he signed on the line.
Yeah, and you know, Fox is a player who has been playing really well the last months, and he's a player who knows the league. I think he's upset him really well, the change that the club is doing. So he's really pleased, because again, he's not a player who is important on the pitch. He's also important also the pitch, and when he's confident like he is at the moment, it's really important for the team. So I'm really pleased for him, and a very good example for other players.
And what have you made of his performances since you've taken charge?
Sorry?
What have you made of how he's performed on the pitch since you've been here?
I think now when he's playing as a central defender, he's enjoying it a lot, you know, because when you are experienced and you know the game and you have that experience, it's easier. And now the team is much more organized than we were 1 month and a half ago, so it's easier for him. And when you are experienced, where you are confident, it's easier for him. And again, I'm really, really pleased, because he's the kind of player who deserves.
What was in your thinking when you switched him to play in a more central role in defence?
Again, because I played in that position, and you know, sometimes when you are getting older, I don't want to say that he's old, but when you are getting experienced player, better than older, you know, you have that experience, and I thought at that moment that he could help us more as a central defender and a left back, and we had other alternatives that it was really high after Eric Ben Osborne is playing really well. So it's good for him that he can play, and he's playing really well, but it's also good for us, because now we have more alternatives, because we are playing now with Ben Osborne. Danny Fox can play every day there, Eric Lehigh can play, so it's good, because now we have more alternatives.
Yeah, and like you say, it's important to have more options within each position across the pitch, of course.
Yes, and it's an important thing for me to build a squad, a players who can play in different positions, because again, it's impossible to have 22 good players, all of them players in the same position. So we need to bring players who can play in a different position, and Danny is one of those players who can play central defender, he can play left back, he can play in the line of three as a central defender. So I'm really pleased again.
And now you've had a little bit more time to reflect on the performance of the weekend. Could you take any positives out of that Millwall defeat?
No, because I think it was clear after the game. So after analysing the game last Saturday or last Sunday, I had the same thoughts. No, they wanted more than us. It's true that when you are in a run, seven games unbeaten, and you have that break, sometimes you think that it's good, but sometimes you disconnect a little bit. And when you are playing for nothing, and the other team is playing for the playoffs, sometimes can happen. So I think we've learned from that situation, and now my only concern is that without the game last Monday, we need to be really, really concentrated in the beginning of the game, because again, it's been another 10 days without playing again.
Do you feel as though there was a little bit of complacency that crept in?
No, I don't think it was complacency. I think it was just a disconnection, because again, international break, seven games unbeaten. Sometimes you go to the pitch thinking that you are unbeaten, and you are not unbeaten, because the other team wants more than you, and they started the game wanting more than us, and they finished the game wanting more than us.
And then, of course, at the weekend again, very close to your heart, Middlesbrough away. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, because I spent 3 years and a half amazing. So it was my first step in my career. I have very good memories. I know a lot of people there. So it's a game that I was looking for since I arrived here.
Do you expect quite a warm reception when you come back?
I hope, but again, I did my best. I tried to do my best. I have a very good relationship with the ownership, with most of the players, with the crowd, because they know, and they knew at that moment that I was trying to do the best for the club in the way that I am trying to do here.
Thank you,
Arthur.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. it's going to be quite an interesting tactical battle of Riverside, do you think? Because Tony Pulis is a man with a similar outlook to your own.
I don't think we are similar. To start, he is much, much experienced than me. So I think we have different styles. And I don't think we are not the same style. But starting, because he's much better than me and much more experienced than me, so I don't have any doubt. So I'm learning.
Well, if you're still learning, you're not doing too badly, having already won a promotion from the Championship.
Yeah, but again, I can't compare with Tony, because his records are amazing. His personality is a really good man. He's really good manager. So for me, it's another one who I can learn from.
Does it help you going into a game like this that you know quite a few of the Middlesbrough squad? You know what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah, but I know their weaknesses, but I know their strengths. So, and they have a very good players. They have players who were playing with me, and now they have the Premier League experience. So, they are even better players than they were 2 or 3 years ago. And if you add the new signings that they signed this season, like Asun Balonga or Besic now, or Holson, or the keeper, so they have an amazing team, so I know them, but I know how difficult it's going to be the game.
Traore is a particularly dangerous player. Have you got a plan in mind for how to handle him?
I have the plan, but it's difficult to stop him. It's difficult to stop him, because when he's confident, he makes the difference. So, but again, I think he's a player who all of us know about him. But again, behind him, he has a very good player, because alone, it's impossible to play. But it's true that he can make the difference.
Patrick Bamford as well, he's a player that's familiar in these parts, but he's got 9 goals in these last 8 appearances. So
yeah, and I'm really pleased for him, because he was, I think he was player of the season when he was with us the first time, when he was really young. He came last season and he couldn't play in his best, and for him to be scoring, to be playing really well, I'm really pleased for him, because he's a very good kid, and I said always that he was, I wanted him, I always wanted him, and because he's a very good player, he's even mature now, so he's a really good player, and even better than he was last season and 2 seasons ago.
Would it mean more to you to win this weekend than it would be in other games?
No, for me it will be another 3 points. So I'm preparing the game in the same way that they prepared the game against Barnsley, in the same way that they prepared the game against Millwall, and in the same way that I'm going to prepare the game against Brentford next Tuesday. So it's another game. It's obviously it's a different game, because the pass in Middlesbrough for me was really good and it was amazing. But at the end, there are 3 points on the table.
Were you frustrated to see the Barnsley game called off? Of course, you can't do anything about it. It was the weather, but were you frustrated with that?
Yeah, because you know, when we had the game against Millwall, and you want to forget as soon as possible that defeat, and that especially that performance, you want to play as soon as possible. But for the safety of the players, for the safety of everybody, I think everybody took the referee and everybody took the best decision.
Do you have changes in mind this weekend, or do you want to retain a certain amount of consistency from the team that was 7 unbeaten prior to Millwall?
I need to think, because again, we have a few players who I thought they were ready to play, and today I knew that maybe can't play. So I need to check tomorrow, and I need to know how many of them are fit, and let's see, because today I can't say anything.
You had previous injury problems with Dowell and Murphy. Are they ready to go?
Yeah, no. Kieran, I hope so. Darren Murphy, no for sure. But another 2 or 3 players who I expected for them to be ready for tomorrow. And today I knew that they maybe are not ready for the game. So I need to wait for tomorrow.
Are you able to say who has the problem?
No, because
we'll keep it quiet.
Yeah.
what's Darren Murphy's problem?
It's his calf.
Calf.
Yeah, he left the session. 1 week ago, more or less. Yeah.
He's had a frustrating few months, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think since I arrived here, you know, I think he got really disappointed with the national team, not qualified for the World Cup, and then the injury when I came here with his rib, his friend when he passed away. So I think now Daryl is not in that good moment, but for sure he will be better and he will improve. He will be the same because he's a strong character. He's a very good player.
Is it right that you tried to sign him when you were at Middlesbrough?
Yeah, so I like good players, and he's one of them. But it was impossible.
He's 35 now, but do you still see him as having a few years left in him yet?
I think if his head is 100%, he has a lot of football in his feet. Because again, he's strong, he's powerful, he's a top scorer. So it's just about his head. And now I can understand him 100% that he's not good, because a lot of things has happened in his life in the last 3-4 months.
Both Velios and Mackay missed pretty good chances against Millwall. Do you cut them a bit of slack because they hadn't played a lot of football prior to last weekend?
Sorry?
Do you not be too critical of them because they hadn't been playing regularly? Do you let them off the hook a little bit? Because
no, for me, everybody who goes to the pitch has his chance. And, you know, when we are not, when we don't have a lot of players as a strikers or as a wingers, maybe they will have another chance. But it's true that they had a chance, and, you know, sometimes you can miss a lot of chances, but at least you have to show that you want to be on the team. And you know, every single game is one game less to finish, and they will have less chances to impress me.
You spent a lot of time yesterday meeting some of the fans. Is that something that's important to you? Do you enjoy that kind of thing?
Yeah, because especially there were a lot of kids, a lot of young people, and I think it's good for the club to have those experienced and veteran supporters who won the European Cups, and now to have the young people and the kids excited for the future and looking forward for the following season.
Thanks, Aitor.
Thank you.
How is Fuentes dealing with waiting to make his debut on the bench?
He knew when he came here that it was going to be difficult. Always takes time, and especially when the team is in around 7 games unbeaten, it's understandable for everybody. So he knows that if everything goes in the normal way, he will have his chance. But he understands that since he arrived here, the team is playing really well. Ben Osborne is playing really well, so he needs to wait for his chance.
Middlesbrough have see two midfielders you know well in Ledbetter and Clayton. How do you think, if both of them play on Saturday, how do you think they'll compare to two quite similar players with Colback and Watson?
It can be similar, because both of them were key for me when I was there. Grant as a captain in the pitch and as a captain outside the pitch was key when we won promotion. My relationship with him was and it is amazing, because I don't have enough words to say thank you to him, because he did his best, and Clayton improved a lot with us. The only thing that maybe Ben and Jack have here is more experience, especially Premier League experience, because Ben and Jack has played more games in Premier League than Clayton, for example, because he just played last season. But in terms of position and everything, it's very, very similar.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.